Every year at Christmas time, she ladles up a mug of wine and spins her yarn about that farm in the silo, sitting lonely by the breeding barn. She tells of how her car broke down about 5 miles out of town. The oil pan was empty and the rods were wearing loose and making knocking sounds. She slowed it to a cattle road, set out on foot to call a tow, and found herself in 3 fresh feet of snow. The path of least resistance was a single set of footprints leading toward a silo on the hill. Maybe there's a house nearby with hemlocks hanging warm and dry, where she could wait and fend off wind and chill. And she asks you if you believe it, and you say sure, listening. Let's hear it. These tennis shoes and cotton socks were fine for paths of dirt and rocks, but not for trudging aimlessly in snow. She trained the pain into her brain and caught a whiff of winter grain, and as she neared the silo seemed to grow. Whose fields are these? She thought she knew. A cloud blew by as if on cue. The moon cast shadows with its bluish hue. A window in the silo's wall, a picture frame around it all, and a figure of a man came into view. And she'll ask you if you believe it, and you say, sure, I guess. Is this some kind of spirit? The man stood 6 foot tall, she guessed, all dressed in white, his suit was pressed. He stared up through that silo's rotten roof, and the snow that fell collected there upon his shoulders and his hair. And she noticed that this man had not yet moved. His marble skin, his subtle grin, she knew that face but could not place that countenance. It felt like he was kin. She closed her eyes and thought and realized it was Willard Scott, carved in stone and sheltered from the wind. And as she thought, I'd better go, my engine shot, my feet are cold, a muffled noise resounded from below. Her car was idling quietly, her shoes were warm upon her feet, and the chilling wind at once had ceased to blow. She began to walk back down, she heard a sound and turned around, his head and shoulders centered in the frame. She stops and pours another drink, then adds, I think I saw him wink, then takes off just as quickly as she came. And you wonder, do I believe it? If it's a lie, she took